everyone, and welcome to Inside the Disney Vault, the only podcast that discusses, watches every single Disney animated movie in chronological order, every Pixar movie in chronological order, and now every single Disney Channel original movie in chronological order. I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Rachel.
And joining us today on the podcast, we have the iconic, the legendary, I am losing my mind, comedian, actor, tiny human, it's Chrissy Fitt!
Oh, yay! Wow.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
This is so exciting.
I am geeking out fully right now.
Same.
You seem to be exciting today and, like, going to a vault. Like, hello, this is adventure.
It is so exciting. What do you all see in this area of the vault?
Okay. I see, like, an overhead, like, if I were to have an overhead shot, I would see a cafeteria table full of people making a big old face.
Yes. Oh,
that's smiling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see
sand.
Okay.
Yeah. And I see a surfboard.
Okay. All right.
Guys, this is weird, but, like, I see myself.
Oh my god,
that is amazing. Okay.
I see myself, but, like, maybe it's me with, there's, like, a lot of hair.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, we could only be talking about Team Beach 2. This is a very exciting moment for the vault. I believe this is the first time we've talked to the person about a movie that they are in.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is groundbreaking. This is iconic. We have someone who is in the movie, Teen Beach 2.
Absolutely incredible. Like, it's so exciting. I don't know where to start. Obviously the listeners must already know. We're talking to the one and only Chi-Chi from Teen Beach 2. We're so excited. We all loved Teen Beach, and so it was so cool to come back and, you know, get to do it again.
See everyone on the beach one more time. I didn't know it was the first time you had somebody that was in the movie that's also in the vault. This is, like, super cool and surreal, and I'm, like, really excited that I get to do this. And as one of my favorite characters ever, Chi-Chi, you know, you should make, like, the ocean and wave goodbye.
Oh my gosh. Chi-Chi is incredible, from the voice to the hair to the look to the song.
Everything.
The whole song. Yeah. The performance,
also, I have
the dance
to say,
moves.
Chrissy, like, you had a lot to do in Teen Beach 2. I told Chrissy before we started recording, and if you listen to the Teen Beach episode, I was watching Teen Beach because that's the podcast, it's what I do, and having a good old time. And then who do I see but my pal, Chrissy Fitt, on my television screen being such a scene stealer. I was like, that's Chrissy. And I mentioned it on the podcast, and I was like, it would be a dream to have Chrissy on Teen Beach 2. And it's happened. I'm so
you
glad.
Manifested. Oh, my God. Look at that.
When you reached out, I was like, oh, for sure, because you are an angel baby face. And I been so funny. And I was like, anything you want me to do and say and talk about. I love Teen Beach movie. And then Teen Beach 2 was just, like, the cherry on top. And it's so funny, though, that you didn't know I was in the movie.
I have no clue. And you are so good. We'll talk about it. It's so good.
Well, so normally we do a little bit of, like, a rundown ahead of time, but Chrissy, if there's anything you'd like to share, please do, about, I don't know, even, like, getting to be a part
process
of the Teen Beach movies. Yeah. Anything like that, we would love to hear about it, but also we could do it as we go, whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, whatever, it's just funny because, auditioning for Teen Beach, the first one, I was already, like, in my late 20s, and I'm like, I don't know if I could pull off teen. And Disney also didn't know if I could pull off. So there was a lot of auditioning and a back and forth and all this, but I went to the audition and I did the voice. Like, literally the breakdown for the character was Chi-Chi, a rodent loyal to Butchie. That's it. And oh, I, wow. And you know, you don't get any scripts or any of that stuff. So I kind of had to like come up with a character, and I took a big swing, I think, like doing the voice, and I had her little laugh at the audition and all that stuff. I remember I sang Rolling in the Deep by Adele. Oh, wow. And it was really wild because I, you know, I did this like voice the whole time, and then I'm like rolling in the like,
wow.
Like I don't know, girl, but at least she's taking a risk. I don't know. And then after a bunch of those back and forth, I was able to do it, and it was really hard, but it was so rewarding and fun, and kids still love it to this day. Oh, adults yeah. still love it. Look at you guys.
Well, yeah, we love it. That's so amazing. It's so fun to hear about. And I'm so happy you made that big choice. What a fun choice.
Thanks, guys. I mean, if I'll give you some like very secret behind the scenes.
Ooh. Yes.
As we go through it and we can love talk about it. Whatever.
All right. All right.
Love that.
So, nothing is off limits. Like the mouse doesn't.
Ooh, this is an exclusive.
Okay. Yes. So let's get into some smart housekeeping. So Teen Beach 2 premiered on June 23rd, 2015. It had 5.8 million viewers on its premiere
wow.
night.
Not bad.
Cast, we have Ross Lynch as Brady, Maya Mitchell as Mackenzie, Grace Phipps as Layla, Garrett Clayton as Tanner, John DeLuca as Butchie, Chrissy Fitz as Chi-Chi, Piper Curta as Alyssa, Jordan Fisher as C-Cat, Raymond Champ Jr. as Devin, Ross Butler as Spencer, Molly Gray as Giggles, Jessica Lee Keller as Struts, William Loftus as Lugnut, Kent Boyd as Rascal.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it. There were some little fun facts, but I have a feeling someone will know more fun facts than
we're gonna count of fun facts.
Okay. I'm like curious to know the fun facts that are out there.
It's not, a lot of them are like connections between things because it's I guess a few of the cast members were on So You Think You Can Dance and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like sort of informational stuff like that. So we open up on the beach and we learn that Brady and Mackenzie met.
Have only been dating for 3 months.
Only been dating 3 months. That was the bombshell that I was like, hold on. I feel like did some like retrofitting of.
In the first movie, she was so upset about leaving him. And I was like, how long were they dating then?
Yeah. Not only that, but now it's very much she is all work all the time and he is all surf all the time, which, I mean, maybe we just didn't know because we only saw their summer personas.
Yeah.
So they met because of Wet Side Story 3 months ago. And then we open up with the song from the movie, Best Summer Ever.
Yeah.
A very fun group number. Love it. Love seeing these like highly choreographed beach dances.
Was the choreographer different for the second movie?
No, it was the same choreographer, Chris Scott, who did the first movie. He just did In the Heights.
Oh my gosh. Well, choreography is amazing.
Incredible. He has like such vision. Fun fact. Yes. But I was doing Pitch Perfect 2 while they were rehearsing all the dance numbers. So I would have to like get the videos and like try to keep up.
Oh,
but
no.
Too much dancing. It's like really hard, hard dancing. I mean, that first number is like wild and like a bunch of props. I don't know. There's just like more props in the second movie. I'm like, freaking props. We get it. We're on a beach.
They're like,
a lot of work. And I had a dance double for a couple of moments because.
No way.
Yeah, when I couldn't do all of the or learn all of the choreography.
You were multitasking.
So you were filming Pitch Perfect 2 as the rehearsals were happening for Teen Beach Movie 2? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I was trying to learn the choreography for 2, but you know, I didn't have like a beach chair in my hotel.
You need a beach chair, a giant surfboard, a towel,
So in that first, one, if you like look closely, I'm not dancing at all. Oh, I mean, the close-ups are of me, but then the bigger wide shots, it's my dance double who actually looked like me because we filmed the movie in Puerto Rico. So they actually got a Latina to do it.
That's where y'all shot the Teen Beach movies?
Yeah, we did Teen Beach 1 and 2.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So it was
that's
hot.
Very fun fact.
Yeah. Ooh, I can imagine. And you wearing like a jacket and that hair.
Oh yeah.
You can see John DeLuca Butchie in that first number, Best Summer Ever. He's sweating his balls off. I mean, he's really going through it. Everybody was, but it was specifically him. He was really, really hot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it looks very hot. So when Tanner says, wow, it's hot, it like really was hot out.
He wasn't kidding, yeah.
So the two surf and we learn kind of that Mackenzie's very aware or into school and Brady just wants to surf. But will things be different at school? Because they've never known each other at school before. And Mackenzie's necklace is gone. And as we know, that's what carries the magic that transports them into the movie. So at school, Brady again comes off as like a slacker and Mackenzie is an overachiever. And in marine biology class, which my high school didn't have marine biology.
No, that's very amazing. Specific. No.
I didn't hear. Movie magic.
That's a nice school.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. I went to public school. Yeah.
So Brady's designing surfboards while Mackenzie is talking to this boy named Spencer about a college program. Ooh. And we also meet Mackenzie's friend Alyssa, who's very into Spencer. Mm-hmm. And Brady at home then is looking at a college application, but he gets very
a universal college application.
Yes.
So I think it goes to all the colleges.
Yes, on the internet.
Right.
And so he watches West Side Story, which I love. It's like his comfort movie. Mom comes in very quickly to ask, you know, how things are going. Don't stress. And then leaves.
We don't see her anymore.
How cool that he has his like own shack on the beach.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love how when mom came in, she kind of like looked at everything like she had never seen it before. She was like, wow, I like these curtains. This is nice. Cool.
Who paid for that? We know he doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
So then we go into the movie and Layla wants to go with Tanner to thwart the diabolical weather machine. But she essentially gets told she can't because she's a girl.
Uh-oh.
And, oh, man, I know. And so then we go to the college fair and Brady shows up, but it's too late and it's in the rain. Or it was like the college program intro session that Mackenzie wanted to go to. And they fight because he doesn't take anything seriously, but he says he does take them seriously. Aww. We have the sad song On My Own.
Yeah. He also has like a recording studio in his shack too.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is hooked up.
He must be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Is he making money off
influencer. Yeah, he's an influencer. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, he could make like surf videos and music. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So then we get
it seems like he probably doesn't really need to go to college. If he has all those skills that he has.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to be very happy with being a surfer and what he's up to.
Yeah.
So we get the Fallen For You scene, but Layla stops herself and she says she can't do it anymore. Uh-oh, the movie's changing. she has to go, and Tanner decides to go too, and they end up in the real world. Oh, because they find the necklace. Right.
This was confusing because at the end of the first one, they all end up on the beach doing this scene. And I thought it was going to follow this, but then it didn't. It was something different. So I just want to know what happened to that other scene.
Right.
I don't know. I think that was just like in the spur of the moment. They said, let's film this just in case we want to use it at the end. And I remember more inside scoop. Being pretty salty about it because I wasn't in that scene at the end of the first movie. I don't know what I was doing, but they didn't call me to go in. And I think it was because my hair and my makeup took a lot of time.
How long did your hair and makeup take? Because that hair and makeup, I mean, I wanted
that
the hair
its
in particular.
Character.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean,
how do you dance
bump it
with
to
that
the
hair?
Extreme? I don't know. Like, what?
It was wild. Like, for the first movie, I really wanted to be like Daniel Day-Lewis and like method. And so I was like, we got to use all my real hair. And by the end of the shoot, it was like 2 months. My hair was like dead. It was
yeah.
No, he stopped.
That hair sent the 2 week notice and said, nah, I quit.
So for the second one, I asked for like a hairpiece inside and then my hair would go over the hairpiece. But that was actually harder to dance with that because of the weight on my head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's so funny. The hair comedy you do is so funny. Like, yeah. Just the scene where everyone's leaning.
Chrissy, your physical comedy stuff is out of this world. Have you always been like a physical comedian? I know you've always been funny, where does all that physical comedy come from?
I actually never thought I was funny. Like, I went to theater school. I was like in Shakespeare. I started on a soap opera. I was like, I am an actor. I am serious. And then my friends, Serena Fialo and Natalie Morales, they're both actresses.
Natalie.
Yeah. They're like so talented. They were like, you're funny. And I'm like, no, guys, come on. I'm going to get an Oscar. And like, and they like encouraged me to like try to do more comedy stuff. And then I just fell in love with it because you're so free to like be silly and do what you want to do. And especially in these movies, because the characters weren't so flushed out. Like they said, yeah, you could try it. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna make this choice and have this hair be a part of me and a part of the bit. And I'm so glad that you guys noticed and appreciated it.
It's so funny. It's so great.
It's next level.
Absolutely.
But also it leans, I mean, like you have that level of silliness because you're so funny, but because you're such a good actor, it's that level of commitment too.
Absolutely.
That really sells Chi-Chi. You have a character that could be this like flat, two-dimensional, forgettable character, but there's so much layers that you add to Chi-Chi that not for nothing, real talk here, to me is the star of Teen Beach 2 in my eyes.
Yes. My god,
yes.
You're saying that because you're my friend, but thank you very much.
No. Truly,
no,
I wouldn't say this.
Chi-Chi really shines.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Such a
solo,
great part.
That scene, she had stakes in it. Like, she was so good. She ran away with this movie in my
opinion. Oh, my God. I appreciate that so much. And especially, like, when I see young girls that are like, I wanted to be the tough girl in Teen Beach movie, you know, or, like, the girl that just said what she meant and didn't apologize for being who she was. So that's kind of cool to be able to be that.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so cool. So our characters end up in the real world and they are wowed by everything they see. There's like a dude doing that like jet board thing, which is,
yeah, what is
so
that?
That's the
fun
first thing they
and
see.
Scary. Oh, and then
I'd be
like,
scared too.
It's like I've never seen that in real life now. Like, yeah. How is that happening?
Yeah. So there's that, just like so much going on at the beach.
People made out of rubber. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. People made out of rubber. So Mackenzie and Brady see them and they realize that they don't know that they're not in a movie and that they're also in the future. And Layla and Tanner sing the song Right Where I Want to Be. And then we notice they don't get wet, which is a problem because, you know, other people will notice that that's weird. I guess, is why that's a problem. So they got to get them home or they could get zapped out of existence because that's what happened to Mackenzie and Brady when they went into the movie. And then I guess later on we learn that this is kind of important because if the movie doesn't exist, then does this relationship exist that started with the movie? I don't know. To be continued.
Yeah.
So
a lot of like time travel / Back to the Future mythology here.
Yeah.
Very complex.
Very complex for like kids to also a little bit Inception. Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to write a paper on the physics of the Teen Beach franchise.
Yeah, absolutely. This one, I will say, was less confusing to me than the first one, because the first one had the whole plot with the scientists, which I did not understand.
A lot of people did not care for that.
We didn't see them in the sequel, so I get it.
Two very wonderful and talented actors.
Yes.
No, it just didn't work for kids, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked what they were doing. I just truly couldn't understand the plot, which, just made me feel.
You gotta watch Wet Side Story.
Right. That's true. I have never seen Wet Side Story in its entirety.
Right.
So Layla tries to get dressed for school because she's going to go with Mackenzie, but everything she chooses turns into a 60s version, which was very, very fun.
Yeah.
And so then we are back in the movie and things feel wrong. And so we get the suggestion that Chi-Chi should sing.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And she does, and it's hilarious and so cute and fun with amazing choreography.
That song, can we talk about that song for a hot second? Like, were you losing your mind when you got the track and you're like, I get to sing this? I mean, the bop of the movie is that song.
Thank you. I was so, so excited. And then, inside scoop, more inside scoop.
Yes.
I get to Puerto Rico, and they were saying that they might cut it.
Oh!
No! What?
For time, filming, they weren't sure if I had learned the choreography. Like,
rude.
Because I wasn't there for a dance rehearsal. And I was so devastated. I was like, no, guys, like, we have to do this. I worked, like, when I wasn't working on this. And I think it's so funny. And, you know, kids will really like, it's 2 minutes. I kept saying, it's 2 minutes. And our choreographer, to his credit, was like, we got to do it. And he pushed and he pushed. He said, we need this funny moment.
Oh, man. Here.
And they're going to rock it out.
I'm so glad it stayed.
Like, we did it in half a day. Like, we shot
really?
That whole
Excuse pool. Me?
I know. And usually, like, we would take at least, you know, a couple of days to shoot a musical number. It's, like, very intricate. And they were like, okay, we'll do it, but we only have half a day to shoot it. And Jordan and I were like, let's go.
Because also, like, it's a great song, but the choreography is pretty intricate.
It's
There's
so
a lot of moving
good.
Parts.
Yeah.
To that number.
Yeah.
It's very
a lot
pushed
of
around.
Yeah, it's yeah. very fast, like, because they, you
yeah.
know.
It's got a very Tina Turner, like, take it slow, and then we're going to do it fast, and then, yeah, it's so fun. Also, I think you're right, it's an important number because it shows what happens in this universe when other people are trying to take over
yeah.
different roles. Oh, I'm mm-hmm. so glad it's there.
I know.
That's so scary.
And it's funny you said Tina Turner because Disney asked me to record a song like in Chi-Chi voice, because if I was going to have a solo, like, they wanted to hear how it would sound as mm-hmm. Chi-Chi. And I did what's the Dina
Proud Mary
song? Yeah, Proud Mary as
no
well.
Way.
That is
yes.
somewhere in the universe. And oh my god,
it's in the vault somewhere. We just gotta find it.
We gotta find it. I'll get my flashlight and we'll find it. And they were like, okay, this will work. And so, yeah, we recorded it in the Chi-Chi voice and then we're able to film it.
It was so good.
And so,
it was the best.
Chi-Chi ends up falling off the stage because C-Cat doesn't catch her. so rude. And then while we're there, another dude vanishes.
Yeah.
People are disappearing from the movie. Okay, and then at school, Brady and Mackenzie tell Tanner and Layla, no singing, no acting weird, don't show your teeth,
because it does the little
shine thing. Mm-hmm. So, of course,
They sing.
Wanna be with you. Tanner struts around school. Everybody's like loves it.
Yeah.
And then we find out Layla is very smart about like engineering and physics and whatnot, because we know
she likes to fix motorcycles. Yeah,
yeah,
that's her like
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
That's like natural.
It's cool to see. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Also, like, in terms of the characters, I feel like Team Beach 2, they felt a little more like they loosened the reins on the character. Like, even Tanner's character felt a lot more sort of carefree. And
mm-hmm.
whoever is the actor is so good as Tanner. Like, I can't even envision him outside of Tanner. Like, to me, he's like Tanner all the way. And
yeah.
he's truly so funny in this movie.
He's hilarious. And he is actually Tanner in real life.
He's actually Tanner. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Parts of him are Garrett Clayton, he's just so, so funny and smart and just honest. I think that was the biggest thing. He like played Tanner so close to the chest, so vulnerable, and like he really genuinely believed everything. And I think that was what made it funny. He wasn't in on the joke. He was just like playing it like if it was real. So
I love it. Yeah, so
and you
earnest.
See that in the more like dramatic parts of Tanner later on in the movie. You're like, oh wow, like he's really fully committed to this character. That's that's dope, you know.
So Layla kind of falls for Spencer in the hallway, and then so then Layla and Tanner go to lunch because Brady says, you know, this will do it, like let's, you know, throw them into the cafeteria because that'll make them feel
because they're rude in the cafeteria.
Yeah, and so
and it worked
first,
for a little bit. People were rude,
but then of course they sing a song called Twist Your Frown Upside Down, and
epic.
Everyone loves it.
That's so funny. Yeah.
And then we go back into the movie, and everyone's bored. They don't know what to do. They're confused, and more people disappear. Mm-hmm. And Layla doesn't have time for Tanner because she has calculus homework to do. And now Tanner worries that Layla wants to be in the new world, and that he's not enough for her in this new world, essentially.
Ouch.
And I thought that Layla was going to pull a Reese Witherspoon from Pleasantville and, you know, stay in this world and want to, go to college and study and whatnot.
Was her goal. No. Her goal was to, you know, she very much said, like, I'm here to find myself. And she was starting to find herself.
Yeah. So Brady, we find, has been working on special surfboards, and he's very smart and knows what he's doing. Again, another person who knows about all this engineering and whatnot, because he has different ones, like a collapsible one, one with a motor on it. And Mackenzie then tries to convince Layla to go back into the movie. She says, you know, like, it's better in there. It's easier in there. However, Layla now looks modern. She can wear modern clothing. And Tanner's hair gets wet.
Oh, no.
They're changing. Mackenzie tells them that they're from a movie. And then Mackenzie and Brady sing the song Silver Screen. And Layla's like, no.
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
And then more people are vanishing from West Side Story, and the necklace is in the water, and then the rest of the crew decides that they're going to use it to find Layla and Tanner. And then Mackenzie and Brady argue again. West Side Story crew arrives in the real world. So maybe this is the end of the first movie now. Is it this part? So it's like it overlaps. I don't know. We're dealing
also, like, with Chrissy, how was it running around in heels in the
sand?
Yeah. Terrible. And and the sand would get inside your shoe, and then you it was like you had weights all the time. It was hard.
Oh no.
It's so funny, like you're recounting the movie and I'm like, wait, that happened?
Yeah.
Very, very complicated.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the Disney Channel original movies have a lot going on.
A lot of emotion.
Oh, yeah. And so, okay, so Layla says she's happy there. And Butchie explains that people are disappearing at home. And then they all decide to go home. And then we cut to the dance, which I know it didn't mention, but there's a dance. That was so there's always a dance.
Always. Yeah.
And so Brady's bummed out. But then Layla and the rest of the crew bust in, and Tanner is on a Segway for some reason. And
Segway? When did he? I don't even know that, guys. I was in the movie. I don't know it.
He comes in on a Segway. And they say that they're there to make things right between Brady and Mackenzie, because I think they also kind of
know before they left, they saw them arguing, and there's like, is that what couples do in the real world? I guess so. That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So Brady and Mackenzie sing Gotta Be Me, and then Butchie vanishes, and then they have the necklace, but they know they have the surfboard with the hibiscus on it, and so they go get the surfboard, and everybody else vanishes except
this
Layla
was
and
sad.
I
this
know.
Was and so sudden. I thought that Chi-Chi was gonna hang on longer. She did hang on the longest.
I know.
Chi-Chi did hold on the longest.
how she's a tough girl. But, but yeah, no, I apparently, like, people were telling me their kids started crying because they're like, where are my friends going? Like, what's happening? They were so confused about it. So maybe that's why we didn't get part three. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you traumatize kids.
Children. No, I'm joking. Yeah. Yeah, Chi Chi was the last to go, right?
She was.
Part three should be where they're going to. Like, where's the void that they're, you know, they're off to?
Yeah, it's 2.5. Tea Beach, 2.5.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
We should actually make Wet Side Story.
Yes.
That's the move.
We need that. The move. And then I would understand the scientists.
And we would get the scientists. Yeah. That's like we're all, or not all of us, but, you know, almost 40 years old. I don't know if I can be a teacher.
I think you can do it. I definitely think so.
You still look like you can play a high school.
Yeah, you look exactly the same.
Yeah, you do.
Like Cuban blood.
So they need to use the surfboard because by the logic of the first movie, that's what got Mackenzie and Brady into the movie. However, there are no waves to surf. But Brady invented a surfboard that can surf itself or create waves. So
it's basically like a scooter for the water, right?
Yeah.
And so
it's honestly a segue for the water.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it
water
is.
Segue.
Perfect.
Water segue. So Mackenzie learns about Brady's secret surf shop and kind of apologizes, or she's like, you know, I'm sorry you felt like you had to keep this a secret from me, and from now on, we're going to tell each other the truth. And she's like, wow, you do have a vision for your life, which is like, yeah. Oh my, she's like, they've really been
egg on my face.
So they put the emblem on the board that can surf by itself, and if the movie vanishes, then Brady and Mackenzie might not have ever met. That's the question. Uh-oh. We think, and they sing a song meant to be Reprise Three, and Mackenzie tells Layla that she can go back to the movie and then change it and make it her story. Which all of a sudden I'm like, I thought we were trying to preserve the movie and that's why we're trying to get everybody back, but apparently we can change the movie.
Yeah, that makes sense, because then if the movie's changed, is it still Brady's favorite movie?
Great question. Right.
Mm-hmm. That is a so-called Wet Side Story.
Da, da, da.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, if they have to go back, why did they stop and sing that song? Like,
yes!
Get out of there!
It's like, you don't have enough time to sing a song, and a slow one, too! No!
The songs don't exist in real time, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
And then the motor doesn't even work on the thing, and it's, like, stressful.
I know. At that point, I was like, really? This doesn't have to happen.
Yeah,
guys.
There was a bit of a stressful, are we going to get it to work? But then it goes, and we cut to the night that Mackenzie and Brady met. However, things are flipped. And now she loves the movie that's being shown, and she loves surfing, and he loves mangoes now, because before she loved mangoes. And the movie's now called Layla, Queen of the Beach. And we get a song called That's How We Do. Very, very fun. Absolutely.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Very fun and fast.
Very fast.
Oh,
very,
man.
Very fast.
Very fast. Very fun. And then we got a little wink from Layla, who winks at Brady and Mackenzie in real life. And then the credits song starting over. And that's the end of Teen Beach 2.
What?
Wow. So I guess we kind of did change things, but it still worked out the same.
But then the song that they sang before they left makes sense because it was still meant to be, even though the movie has changed.
Yes.
And now it's Queen of the Beach. Now she loves the movie and he meets her in a different way, but it's
absolutely different roads to get to the same destination.
So, like, keeping that in mind, what would you say is the moral or the lesson to be learned in Teen Beach 2?
That Chi Chi rocks? No.
Yeah! Honestly? Period. Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Yeah.
What do you guys think it is?
Mm-hmm.
gosh.
I think it's about destiny. You know, it's like, you know, you find your person, and no matter what happens, you're meant to be with that person, but it requires work as well.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I think destiny's got your like back, that.
But you got to work hard if you want.
Also, if you want, you know,
your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, things work out. Things work out the way they're meant to be, which is sort of just taking Oscars.
That's fine.
Yeah, and if you are thinking about cutting a song from a movie, don't do it.
There you go.
Because it's going to be the best song in the movie.
Right.
It's like when they tried to cut Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. No.
Nonsense.
I did not know that. Of course you guys
did
that. You went into the vault, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know that information.
Oh, yeah, they thought kids wouldn't be able to pay attention.
That's wild.
Rude.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
It's the best song.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. I also think that like there's a lot of stuff going on in this movie, and I really love the fact that it was like very much about girl power and like showed a very strong female friendship. And then also it's like, you know, things are meant to be, but you also choose your own destiny. And
yes, ooh, that's you know, good.
Because she goes back and she does change it to her, to be authentic to herself, you know, and not just like follow what it was before. But yeah, I think maybe that's
absolutely. Also, you see a lot of women in STEM, like in the sciences, like that's a cool thing to see them like really excel in science and stuff. It's like, yeah, we need more of that. And also, of course, Chi-Chi rocks.
Yeah.
Chi-Chi rocks, of course.
You can't forget.
Okay, now it is time to rate. Oh no, let's cast ourselves.
Who would
we play in Teen Beach 2? I mean, we all know Chrissy is obviously Chi-Chi in the movie. But Chrissy, if you could play anyone else in Teen Beach 2, who would you want to play?
I think that I would want to play Tanner. Because he also has fun bits. I don't know if I was supposed to pick girl, but whatever. Hello.
No.
Oh, anything. No. Yeah, no anybody.
I don't subject to those rules. So yeah, I think I would play Tanner.
Amazing. Tanner. Well, there was like a line he says when they find the necklace, and like she was saying something about it being like a sign or a message. She's like, "What is it?" And he was like, "It's a necklace." Or anyway, I can't remember, really, but funny. It made me laugh. It's so funny. Yeah.
So honest.
Wait, there's
so
also literal, another moment. Where he's like, oh, college. When the guy's talking about college, he's like, where's the college?
He didn't even know how to ask the question.
That's so funny. He's funny as heck.
Oh, so good.
And he had like really good material. Being a fish out of water, you know, is always a fun thing to play. So I think that's why we want to be him. How about you?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see.
For me, you know, the character that I forgot her name and I feel really bad, but the blonde girl who like shakes her hips.
Molly. Well, her name in real life is Molly Gray, but she plays Giggles.
Giggles.
Isn't that who you were last time?
Yeah, that's who you
exactly
can be last time.
Yeah. I just shake. Exactly who I want to be this time.
I love Giggles. Yeah. I love when she's like, "Will this help?"
And I mean, talk about a dancer. She is unbelievable.
I mean, all of them are so good. Like Kent Boyd was also on So You Think You Can Dance. Jordan Fisher is like Hamilton. Like this guy is just like such a star. It was very intimidating because they were all really, really good dancers. And Molly is so good and so patient. She like helped me so much. So did Will Loftus, who played Lugnut, and Jessica, who played Kelly. Like they would literally like go over dances with me because I'm not a professional dancer. So yeah, it's like the talent level on that cast was wild.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
And I'm gonna say this, the choreography is coming from someone who used to be a dancer, like it is difficult. Like that is some expert level choreography.
Yeah.
The pace, the speed in which you do your moves, I'm like
those are all top of it. Is like forming a shape or a picture and like the timing is it looked very, very difficult.
Those kind of things had to be like done
perfect.
perfect and over and in one take. Like if you mess up one little thing, we had to go again, and then everyone would look at the person like, really? You couldn't like put the beach ball up over your head every time. So yeah, it was wild. But I really love Giggles for You, Ozzy. Like I feel that's in your soul.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's giggles in me. Yeah, I'm a giggles rising kind of person. Yeah.
I can tell you, I'm probably the mom who comes in for one says, how are you? Huh, I've never been in this room before. Okay, bye.
Wait a minute.
It's an easy role.
Did she come out one time in the whole movie? She did.
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, my God.
I think so. One time, and like, she is only there to like sort of ask him questions so we find out what he's thinking about.
Yeah. Expository.
It's an easy role.
Right. So important.
Yeah. The woman got a free trip to Puerto Rico is what I'm hearing.
Oh.
if that was the situation.
That's amazing. She's like, I'm done. Okay, I'm going to go to the beach now.
Exactly, yeah.
And I would be the best friend who just runs off all the time. There was one scene where she was just standing there and she was just watching Tanner, I think. And I just couldn't stop watching her because just her reaction of just watching him was very funny. She said nothing in that entire scene. She just stood there.
Wait, easy acting. Piper, she played Mackenzie's best friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I see that. That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Cool. Now let's rate it. Out of 5 hibiscus surfboards, how many hibiscus surfboards do you give Teen Beach 2?
Wait, wait, before you rate it, I have to say, like, be honest, not because I'm in this movie.
We will be frightfully honest.
Okay, great.
We'll ask you to put earmuffs on so you don't, but.
I will say, I think we all rated Teen Beach very highly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
I gave Teen Beach number 1, 5 surfboards because I, as someone who, has been watching a lot of these DCOMs and not fully a fan of a lot of them, suddenly comes this, like, movie that's very, it's a musical, number 1. Number 2, it's, like, very campy. It feels very self-aware. It's a movie for kids, but, like, I was laughing the entire time. It was so fun. I said it in Teen Beach 1, I said the choreography is probably the best choreography I have seen. And I'm going to say this. Teen Beach 2 outdoes the choreography in Teen Beach 1. I think the choreography in Teen Beach 2 is next level. And I'm going to say this too. It is the best choreographed movie I have ever seen on a DCOM. It beats High School Musical, and those are really incredibly choreographed.
Yeah.
Teen Beach 2 is the best choreographed DCOM I've ever seen. It is funny. And I'm nervous with sequels because I'm like, they can't be better than the first one. There's no way. Yeah. I think Teen Beach 2 is better than the first one. So if I could give it 6 surfboards, I would, but 5 is the maximum. It's getting 5 surfboards for me.
Oscar, I agree. I really loved the music in this one. I think even more than the first one. The choreography is incredible. I swear I'm not just saying this, but Chi-Chi is so funny. The hair bit got me. Also, so many other characters are so funny. And the story made a lot more sense to me, which was easier to follow. And also, I love little bits. Like, I love the thing where Layla's clothing changes to the 60s. It's so fun. And it's just a fun time. So also, I'm also going to give it 5 surfboards.
Okay, I have a backstory. So the first time I kind of saw this movie, not really, but it was on in the background, was I was at a hotel and I had just gotten there and I called my mom, and that's when I found out my dad died. So my first experience with Teen Beach 2 was the worst experience of my life. So I was actually pretty excited to actually watch the movie because I was like, I want to see what this movie. And I loved it. The song that was playing in the background as I found out my dad died was the one where they're at the cafeteria about smiling. And I thought funny that was that. And it's a very funny moment. I loved it. This movie, I like Teen Beach movie, but I do think I like Teen Beach 2 better. And I think it's because, honestly, Chi-Chi had more scenes. It was very funny.
So good in this movie.
Yeah. So 5
five surfboards out of this world.
Oh my god. Yeah. Wow. This is like incredible. 555?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You're so good. You gotta rate this now.
Oh, you gotta rate it too.
You gotta rate your own movie.
imagine if I'm like the jerk that's like one star.
One, yeah.
Be honest.
Guys, you guys are like really hyping this up. No, of course I'm gonna give it 5 stars. It was so fun to do and be a part of, and the fact that people love it and kids love it. And you know, I got to make friends forever on this movie, but it's like subjectively, as like the not being in it, I think it was like, I really do think it was like a good and important movie for Disney Channel, because it showed all like the, like I said before, the female friendships, the destiny, and like it was complicated for kids, but I think that that's a good thing. Like, we kind of like baby kids a lot, and here's a movie that like gives them something to think about and contemplate and like try to figure out where they stand in the world, and like Mac and Brady and Layla and Tanner. And so that's why I think it's a 5, because it had a lot of really good, powerful messages and badass choreography.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Heck yeah. So 5s across the board, the surfboard, that is. That's incredible. Wow. This is a nice, Team Beach 2 is, it's a good one. Chrissy, thank you so much for being a guest on our podcast. You were an absolute delight. Chi-Chi is iconic. I mean, truly, you are so good. I mean, the pride that I feel, I mean, you're my friend, so like, you know, I love you no matter what, but like, it's just so cool to see you in Team Beach 1, and then to see you like just really have a big moment in Team Beach 2. I like could not be more proud of you. You are so incredible. You are a joy. You are a light. You're an inspiration. You are everything, Chrissy. I love you so much. But
I'm going to take all that in, but I was so uncomfortable. Like, so many.
No, take it.
Yeah, take it.
I love you so much. Where can people follow you on social media?
I'm on Instagram at Chrissy Fit, and on Twitter as well. I have a TikTok, but like, I don't know how to use it. But I need the influencer Brady to like give me a tutorial. But yeah, Instagram and Twitter, that's where I'm at.
Perfect.
Yeah. Amazing.
Again, one last time, thank you so much for being here.
What a treat. Thank you so much.
We are so honored to have you here.
Anytime. Hopefully there will be...
I don't Wet Side Story.
Wet Side Story.
That's right.
Beach, or yeah, for Team Beach 3, when we're all like in retirement homes in
I want to see Team Beach 3 Chi-Chi at the beach. That's what I want to
see.
Beach
3 when they're in their 100 and teens.
Ooh.
No, we have to wait too long for that. No, yeah, we need something before that.
We want one today.
thank you.
And thank you, everyone who's listening to the podcast. We love you so much. Thank you for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Rachel.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, mama. What an episode. Teen Beach 2 with Chrissy Fit. Wow. A truly amazing. Iconic one for the books. Really, really.
Very amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible. Yeah. Insider scoop. Maybe. I know. Maybe we should start.
Well, Oscar, you maybe lied. Maybe this is like. You lied and you said that was the first time we've had someone from the movie talking about it. You were there for the Encanto episode.
Well, so. You know what? And that's on me because I did say that. However, yeah, that's right. We did have the star of Encanto.
The star.
Man, whose house is leaning a little to the left.
Oscar, my house is leaning to the left, Montoya.
Is that what people call you now? Yes. That's your nickname?
I mean, I had my name changed legally to that. So.
Yeah, a simple, easy name.
But, you know, we're not talking about no Disney animated movie because we are plowing through another Disney Channel original movie. What is in store for us next time?
Well,
wow.
Descendants.
The iconic Descendants. It's already
upon
us.
We knew there had to be a buildup, but we didn't.
Well, you know, it's a big one.
So we're going from musical to musical, right?
Yeah, another Kenny
like I would
Ortega.
Say expensive musical to another very expensive
so,
musical.
Yeah, I think I may have seen some of Descendants too because it just premiered one time when I had something
just
on
the second
TV.
One.
Just the second one, Oscar Montoya style. Just go straight in with the sequel. but so is it about like Disney villains?
I'm sorry, Oscar.
It's the Descendants.
Oh, sorry, Oscar. My house is leaving to the left. Montoya.
It's about the descendants of Disney villains. So okay. The children of Disney villains.
So I
and
know there's like an Ursula.
Maleficent.
Hook.
No. Well, Ursula's in the second one. Hook's
okay, see, because I did
one.
See the second one. So that's
no,
my
the first one is the four first ones are Cruella, Jafar, Snow White, or the Evil Queen, and Maleficent are the four.
This is exciting. It's like
yeah.
the animated and then, classics are bleeding over to the
And like we get all the references too, which is pretty fun.
Yeah. It's also weirdly like Once Upon a Time if you ever saw that TV show. It's fun.
But a musical.
Yeah, it's a musical.
Exciting.
So I assume Rachel, you've seen The Descendants?
Oh yeah.
She's a fan.
I can't tell you any of the songs, but I love it.
Ooh, okay, fun. I have not seen The Descendants, but I am excited to delve deep into that lore because I know that there's a couple of sequels of that franchise.
Isn't there like four?
Oh my goodness.
Or three?
Really?
Jeez,
okay,
that's a
yeah.
lot.
There are at least
they would have kept going, unfortunately.
So it's two. Descendants 2 is 2019. There could be more on the way because we are almost at the end of DCOMs, y'all.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
They'll churn
wait, there
six
are three.
More just for... Oh, there's three of them. Okay.
They're not going to do anymore because, unfortunately, one of the actors died.
Oh, that's very
okay.
sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you want to see The Descendants, it is streaming on Disney Plus right at this very moment.
I'm very excited to watch Descendants.
Yeah. We've got Dove Cameron coming back. We loved her in Cloud Nine.
Cloud Nine. Okay.
Yeah, and Bobo, is that his name from Twilight? Boo-Boo? Boo-Boo Stewart?
Know.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Kristen Stewart?
And then Sophia Carson, is that her name? She's
I don't know.
A big Disney person.
We're
going to
learn
and
all about
Cameron.
It.
Cameron. From Jesse, which had Debbie Ryan in it. A lot of Disney crossovers happening. Anyway, yes. And the lead guy in this who plays Beauty and the Beast's son went to a school in Australia and one of the BTS members was a foreign exchange student for like a year there. So they're friends. So there's a BTS crossover. Anyways, I'll save it for the actual episode.
We need to add BTS to the bingo card. The BTS connection.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
There's only one.
It replaces the Rachel Cruz talk.
Yeah.
To the BTS chat.
Which, wow.
Yeah.
I love it. BTS, okay. BTS.
Yeah,
BTS,
but
BTS.
If
yeah,
you
yeah,
want to
that.
Talk to me about your BTS, BTS, or any of us about BTS, BTS,
yeah,
we have Instagram at Inside the Disney Vault and Twitter at ITDV Podcast.
Oh my goodness, yes. And if you want even more content, like video versions of these podcasts, or, you know, you want to join our live watch parties, you can become a patron at patreon.com/insidethedisneyvault.
Yeah.
There's tons of ways to connect. But you know what? If you're really full of the charitable spirit and you want to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify,
yeah.
do so. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah. It's
leave
fun.
A nice little review. It's very fun. All the cool, I'm telling you this, all the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Especially
after
us
Team
know.
Beach Duet. Come on, drop a 5-star review.
Yeah. Let us know your DCOM bias, which is
yes.
a term I
ooh,
stole.
That's
yes.
good.
I love
yes.
that. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh,
let us know
your
DCOM
bias.
And
my
your
DCOM
bias
is Cheetah Girls.
Oh, mine's yeah. Camp Rock 2.
okay, that's
mine today is Xenon.
Oh, look at that. We all got different biases. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, amazing. Your bias, it changes. That's the
My bias record today is Teen Beach 2.
Ooh.
Say, honestly, that's my bias today as well.
Yeah.
Bias my record.
Oh, wait. Your bias
Wrecks
record?
Your bias.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Bias okay.
Bias record.
Oh, okay. I see. So I see.
Rachel's going to give us a deep dive into the bias thing. So we will see you next week. Oh, that's what I meant by thing. We'll see you next week on Inside the Disney Vault. Bye.
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 I'm Brian Husky. I'm bald.
And I'm Charlie Sanders, and I'm also bald. And we host Bald Talk on the Campfire Media Network.
Bald Talk is the podcast where two bald comedians talk to anyone bald about being bald.
But this show isn't just for baldies, Brian. Harrows will love it too.
Bald Talk gets into vulnerability, vanity, insecurity, and self-acceptance, reminding us that we all have our respective bald spots. Not that bald spots are a bad thing.
No way. I mean, my entire head is one big bald spot.
It is one huge, beautiful bald spot, Charlie.
Get Bald Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I have like a little bit of hair, but not like you. Like, you're really bald.
I'm truly bald.
Great. I mean, it's
I'm
great.
I'm balder than
it.
You.
You are balder than me. Only on Bald Talk.
Campfire.